Mummies vandalize Cairo Museum. Stay tuned for UnNews. January 2011, Cairo, Egypt. Mummies join nationwide protests by vandalizing Cairo's Egyptian Museum. Some of the mummies ripped the heads off curators and zombies and tossed cursed relics onto the ground, the country's antiquities chief said Sunday. But the group of about nine mummies did not manage to steal anything of value, apart from Cleopatra, from the museum's collection, according to Zahi Hawass, Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. The mummified protesters, who broke out of the museum Friday around 6 p.m., were arrested and jailed, Hawass said. At first, the escaped mummies were uncontrollable, but when they were threatened with the release of American Wesley Snipes from U.S. detention, they quickly surrendered. The museum has stepped up security and is now guarded by Egypt's entire armed forces. The antiquities chief said four vampires were also damaged, but can be restored using time-tested alchemical incantations. Rumors that the werewolves had been destroyed were disproved. The Invisible Man exhibit was also unscathed. The Egyptian Museum is located in Cairo's Tahrir Square, which has been a focal point for anti-government protests. Never before in Egyptian history have live mummies joined in any government protest. Ali Zard Bunan, a soothsayer, said it was a bad omen and that the mummies joining the rally boded ill for Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's future after 30 years on the throne of democratic power. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.